It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Got 3 hours tonight. I already know we're gonna have fun because I just was laughing off the update. Connor, I'm gonna make you work in this hour that I have you. We gotta play some audio, we gotta play some quotes and just laugh it off. 888-808-1019. I mean, there's a lot to laugh about in New York sports. There's a lot to be happy and proud about as well. Like the New York Liberty will have a parade tomorrow, warming the city up for a potential Yankees World Series parade. But I did my Yankees show yesterday, a 5-hour KM to AM. I talked everything Yankees, Dodgers, and obviously we'll get back to that tomorrow night when I'm on after Thursday Night Football, which will literally be the eve of Game 1. I'll be on early Friday morning, but let me get this little bit of Yankees talk out of the way, and then we'll talk about the Giants correctly tanking, and we'll talk about the Jets, the mess that is the Jets. Davante Adams, Hassan Reddick, Aaron Rodgers, Woody Johnson, and Rob Saleh going to Green Bay to work on the Green Bay offense. Yeah, we'll get to that and more tonight on KM to 2 a.m. So I'm listening to people today react to something that was from 2 days ago from MLB Network. Shout out to MLB Network, One Heart's Way, the good folks over there in Sea Caucus. I used to be on Off Base. So I used to go there 3-4 times a week. Great gym over there. Great food over there. Great place to be if you like baseball. I met Jim Thome over there. I could go on forever about like the experience I had being lucky enough to be on TV, my first ever opportunity. But I also understand that MLB Network is nationally televised and everybody watches it. It's on in clubhouses. It's on in bars. It was on in the MLB store when I went in there yesterday. So Yankees GM Brian Cashman, who deserves a lot of respect from everyone, who, like, if you're not paying attention, he just got the New York Yankees back to the World Series the year after they went 82-80 and everyone was saying, fire Cashman, wearing fire Cashman shirts and showed up to Yankee Stadium, not I, for fire Cashman night. 888-808-1019. You may know where I'm going. I don't get on until 11 p.m., but I hear all day, Brian Cashman needs to get over it. Brian Cashman needs to stop. You're in the World Series. Why are you thinking about that? Let's rewind. Let's play Mad Dog. You guys know Mad Dog, Chris Russo, formerly of WFAN. His show, High Heat, there's a clip where he is interviewing Brian Cashman, and he asked him about something, and I think it's important to hear the context. If I had more time, I would play the whole 4.5-minute segment. You can go and find it on Twitter, but like, let's just play how the question was asked or how the topic was brought up and how Brian Cashman got to this response that everybody's telling him he needs to not talk about and get over. Play it, Connor.
Give me your thoughts here. Finally getting back and winning a pennant after a 15-year, I don't want to say drought, that's not fair, but you understand what I'm saying with the gap. How about winning a pennant? How's that mean to you? Let me hear.
It means a lot, and I hate the 15-year thing because it doesn't, it completely forgets and discounts that that some other organization cheated us when we were all the way in the end. You know, if you knew what was going on, I don't think they would be advancing at that during that time thing. I think we would have been advancing. So I hate that 15-year thing because I don't think it accurately reflects history.
Okay, so you caught that, right? That's Brian Cashman saying, I hate that 15-year thing because it doesn't accurately reflect baseball history, recent history from 2017, really 2019 when we found out, right? So for everybody that's saying Brian Cashman should be over it by now, I'm not over it, never going to be over it. That's what they want. They want you to omit that, right? That's what Major League Baseball wants you to do. Turn a blind eye, just like they want you to turn a blind eye to Shohei Ohtani being involved in gambling. No. League of Shadows. In 2017, maybe the drought ends for the New York Yankees. And it's not 15 years. It's 9. I don't know. My math might be off there. 8? I can't do mental math. I'm watching James Harden throw lobs. You know what I'm saying, though? Maybe if in 2017, the New York Yankees were able to get to the World Series 8, we wouldn't be talking about a 15-year drought. 888-808-1019. I'm getting attacked online by Astros fans. Oh, the Yankees cheated in 2009. Wait. Now we got to talk about, like, steroids versus using technology. Let's never forget, right, where you were when you found out that the 2017 World Series champions used a camera in center field to relay signals to a computer in the clubhouse, then also banged a trash can in their ballpark to let people know or let batters know off speed, fastball. They literally cheated the core of the game. They cheated the whole thing we watch, balls and strikes, at bats, where we were just thinking they were great. Clayton Kershaw just spoke on this 5 days ago. But he's not Brian Cashman. He's not on national TV. It was an article where in the article, Clayton Kershaw is asked about Shohei Ohtani and Mookie Betts and the 1-2 punch that those guys are, right? So when Clayton Kershaw is talking about the best teams that he's ever faced, he says Altuve and Bregman, leadoff-wise, Altuve and Bregman were good in Houston. Oh, but they cheated. So that's not really the same. Clayton Kershaw was just talking about it, right? Clayton Kershaw made sure to say they were good. He said, I'm trying to think of teams that I pitched against, like the best teams. Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman were good, but they cheated. That's not really the same. Nobody made a fuss about, oh, Clayton Kershaw, you're not even on the postseason roster. Oh, Clayton Kershaw, get over it. Didn't you win a World Series in 2020 after that? So I appreciate Brian Cashman speaking actually the truth and actually for fans. And yeah, there's a ton of people that are going to say, Keith, they didn't hit in that series. Okay, momentum in baseball is real. If you have a team that it just seems like they're on everything, if you have a team that is just like, wow, these guys can hit in here and we can't, like, that stuff's connected. That energy gets transferred from defense to offense. And when they have an edge and advantage that you don't, like, I don't see how people think that, like, Brian Cashman should just forget about that. He's put his life's work into this. And if you remember correctly, that 2017 team with Aaron Judge won Rookie of the Year, he damn well could have been the MVP. Who won MVP? Jose Altuve, who had a distinct edge. He didn't get his MVP trophy taken away. They didn't get the World Series trophy taken away. So I do not mind Brian Cashman adding an asterisk. You know where he's adding an asterisk? To the 15-year Yankee drought. No. Let's go back 7 years. Maybe put an asterisk at 8. Maybe it would be almost half the time if the team that went on to win the ALCS in 7 games and go on and win the World Series, if that team wasn't actually cheating the whole core of the game, actually deceiving every fan that watched those games. 888-808-1019. I know I'm not tripping. I'm like, I don't know how people don't understand this. I don't know how people got to, like, you think Brian Cashman's not over it? He's had plenty of seasons to be over it. You think Brian Cashman's not focused on winning the World Series? Of course he is. But I would stop you dead in your tracks every time if there was something being told about me and a big fact like that was being omitted. Every freaking time I'll stop you in your tracks and say, no. Please do not say it's 15 years without mentioning what happened in year 8. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. That's just a little bit of spiel that I got to get out around Brian Cashman today. But we're going to talk World Series. We're still going to talk the matchup. I do want to bring in some football because I wasn't able to hit on the football. But before we do that, another interesting thing that I saw on the internet was a breakdown of how these teams are built. The Dodgers and the Yankees, right? So we always hear, oh, the Yankees buy all their players. The Yankees buy their championships. Well, there was a graphic put out by Major League Baseball how they were built. And the graphic key shows free agents in blue, trade waivers in like a gold color, and then draft international players in silver. The Dodgers, out of 44.8%, right? They have 25% free agents. Guys that were signed. Look at their team. Like, they signed Ohtani, Yamamoto. They signed Freddie Freeman. Then when you look at trades, waivers, it's 13.2%. International 1.4%. And then out of the guys that they drafted and developed, homegrown talent, 5.2%. So let's, you know, put that next to the Yankees. 5.2% homegrown drafted players. The Yankees have over three times as much as that at 18.6%. And then international players, it's about the same, 1.3 versus 1.4. The Yankees have 1.3. The Dodgers have 1.4. But trade and waivers, this is where I'm tipping my cap to Brian Cashman again. No Cashman slander is going to be tolerated. I'm doing Big Mac's job before Big Mac comes through. Shout out to C-Mac. I know he'll be talking about Brian Cashman tonight. I think he already gave his take the night before. And then he'll also tell us about what went on at the Craig Carton Hall of Fame induction today. But trade and waivers, 19.5% for the Yankees, 13.2% for the Dodgers. Think about this bullpen, the trades and the guys that they picked up to make this Yankees bullpen. Think about the guy who was the ALCS MVP, Giancarlo Stanton. Think about the guy that sent the Yankees back to the World Series, Juan Soto. Those guys weren't signed in free agency. Those guys were traded for. 888-808-1019. And yeah, last but not least, 6.3 is the number of free agent signings. Like Gerrit Cole was signed as a free agent. So I'm looking at all these different things from the World Series, how it stacks up, how it matches up. I'm actually surprised how many people I've heard agree with me on Yankees in six, Yankees in six, talking about the matchup. The Yankees just landed. I just saw a graphic on Twitter. Shout out to John from Masbeth. The Yankees landed at 9:57 in LA. They flew out today. I don't know if you guys saw that stuff. They flew out today. They're in LA. They're getting set up. And I just feel good about this World Series. I could feel terrible about it come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But it's a good feeling because I feel like the Yankees have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder as an underdog here. They're getting Nestor back. I think they have the edge in starting pitching and bullpen. And it's going to come down to the stars. And I don't know how many people are realizing that. Like Aaron Judge is the biggest star on the Yankees team. And he's been carried a bit by Giancarlo Stanton, Soto. And now the pressure is off though, right? The pressure of the first round, the second round, failing in those rounds, they're gone. That's washed away. Judge is going back to Cali where he's from. He plays well against the Dodgers. And he's got an opportunity here. I just said to my guy, David, I'm like, Judge has the opportunity to win World Series MVP and spike that on Ohtani's head. He should be playing carefree. He should be loose. He should be playing the most fun, happy baseball he's ever played because he's done it. You're on the team that did it, bro. Out of all these years of you getting to the postseason and failing, remember Judge carrying the little boombox, the little radio in Fenway after the Yankees won one game and he's playing Frank? New York, New York. He learned from that. You know, all the failures, all the people talking about how he's not a postseason performer. Man, it's set up for Judge to be the biggest star of all of these stars with Ohtani and Betts and Freeman and Stanton and Soto. Here it comes. 888-808-1019. We'll start with the Yankees. We'll start with Brian Cashman's take. We'll start with the World Series talk. But like I said, I did all the Yankees talk yesterday. I certainly want to get into the news that we got tonight, which it shouldn't be news and it shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone. But John Mara said he does not anticipate making any changes after the season. Like, we're not even halfway through the season. And you saw the offseason Hard Knocks. John Mara, he's staying the course with Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. He still has confidence in them, and he's just got to be patient. He's preaching patience. Some stuff came out about Brandon Brown, the assistant GM, and Joe Shane being out in Colorado, University of Colorado, Deion Sanders, primetime, Shedeur Sanders, who plays out there, the quarterback out there. Maybe they're doing some scouting. I know I see Giants fans talk about Jalen Milroe or Cam Ward. Listen, I mean, there's going to be a lot of quarterbacks coming out in this next draft. This time, tank correctly. Tank Bigsby, Tank Dell, Gervonta Tank Davis. This time, will you actually continue to lose out and tank so you don't miss out on a Jaden Daniels and have to face him the rest of his career? 888-808-1019. I think that's what's going on here. Daniel Jones is your quarterback. Daniel Jones, it's starting to get to the point where you're like, how many nights on the fan, days on the fan did we say, Zach Wilson, how many games do we have to watch Zach Wilson to know that he's not the guy? We're so far gone with Daniel Jones, but at this point, they're going to see it through because you're not going to beat anybody. You're not going to win games. 888-808-1019. And speaking of not going to win games, Aaron Rodgers is trying to give everybody the R-E-L-A-X and use big words, but Aaron Rodgers hasn't been so sharp. Aaron Rodgers hasn't been the same. Aaron Rodgers, let's play this clip from Aaron Rodgers. I don't know what he's on. It's not ayahuasca. I don't know what he's on. But when he's talking like this, after you lose four games in a row, what?
I mean, every year presents its own challenges, and thankfully we're not to the denouement of this season. You know, there's still a lot of time left. I think it's important that we all just stay as sanguine as possible. You know, it's a long season. There's a lot of ups and downs. We've had a lot of adversity already this season.
Denouement? De La Soul? Sanguine? The Pittsburgh Penguins? What are we talking about, bro? What are we talking about? Aaron Rodgers is a song that doesn't end. You have come here and changed so much so that Rob Saleh is in Green Bay. What? Rob Saleh, who you remember, you know, he hired LaFleur's brother to come here and be his offensive coordinator. That was a mistake. Well, now Matt's looking out for him. Rob Saleh is being paid by the Jets. All he's got to do is say, hey, Robbie, get on a flight. The Jets are paying for it. Come out here. Work out with us. We know you don't want to sit at home all football season with your seven kids. We know you want to help. You want to do something. We'll take the help. But the plot twist here is he's helping with the offense. He's contributing, allegedly, to the offensive side of the ball when all we said here was he's a defensive-minded coach. He doesn't know anything about offense. He's a defensive-minded guy. He can't help the offense.
Denouement.
The Jets, what a mess. Hassan Reddick just strolls into practice. They get the camera on him. He can't even talk, and it's so obvious he's here for himself. But Woody Johnson, you know, sent the bat signal for him, told him to drive up 95 from Philly, and he did so, and Drew Rosenhaus got that deal done. And where you been? Seven? Took you to week seven. Where you been? This team needs help. This team could use you. Davante Adams talking to the team. Davante Adams talking about all these things to the team. You just got here, bro. Don't you hate that? And respect to Davante Adams, one of the best receivers in the game. But you can't walk into somebody's house and start telling them how they should move, what they should do. You got to earn that. You don't get that just because Aaron Rodgers is here. Aaron Rodgers had to earn that. So through the night, we will definitely talk. Brian Cashman, New York Yankees, Los Angeles Dodgers, World Series. But I have to mix in conversation about John Mara, Joe Shane, Brian Daboll, who you literally got to see in offseason Hard Knocks. And here we are with this team. They're going nowhere, but they're going to see it through. They're going to see this whole thing through until Daboll can draft his quarterback. Well, you better keep tanking and make sure that you can have the pick of the litter. And the Jets should tank too, because you're going to need a quarterback. Because when this thing continues to go south, you're going to have to blow it all up. And Aaron Rodgers, who said four more years, I don't know if he's going to actually be able to do that. Tyrod Taylor is going to end up playing at some point. And now Davante Adams is here, and Hassan Reddick. It's an absolute mess.
As sanguine as possible.
888-808-1019. Let's talk sports, man. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back. Oh, yeah. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Wherever you are, if you're driving in the car, you're home, listening on the free Odyssey app, KM to 2 a.m., Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'm in here watching the Phoenix Suns versus the Los Angeles Clippers. Yeah, two former Nets over there, James Harden and Kevin Durant. It was just a few years ago that the Brooklyn Nets actually had some star power, and without star power, you don't get the attention. You don't get the conversation. You don't really even get in the opening of the show or even in the tweet or Instagram post that I put out about what I was going to talk about tonight. The Nets lose their first game to the Atlanta Hawks. And this is probably all I'll say about it. Until Ben Simmons is off the team, I can't. This is it. This is the last year of Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons was just ready to foul out. Him and Clint Capella was just whatever. And then Nick Claxton didn't enter the game until late. I think he's nursing a hamstring injury. He goes back home to Atlanta. He's got beef. He's got issues. I don't know what he was on. Cam Thomas was on the same thing he's always on. He's a bucket. He's going to get his points. And the one thing I came away from watching this Nets game saying was they're deep. They have a deep bench. Somewhere Killian Hayes exists on this team. And you got to see a lot of different guys play for the Nets tonight. I think that the Nets are going to be bums, but I don't think they're going to be as trash as everyone thinks. And I think we've got too much going on to even talk about the Brooklyn Nets any further. 888-808-1019. Like I said, if you have stars and star power, you get the conversation. And here is the most star-studded World Series we've had in years. Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge, with the world watching, New York versus LA. Let's get to the phone. Kevin is out in Hartford, Connecticut on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, glad to be batting leadoff tonight.
Yes, sir.
And as always, let me thank you for doing what you do, making it a lot easier for me to be in this truck doing what I do. Thank you.
No doubt.
With that being said, there's a few things. 2 weeks from this day, I'm about to have the most bomb 2 weeks of my life. One, I will survive 45 years on this earth with 21 years behind this wheel, God willing. Two, the Yankees are going to march down that canyon with a trophy. Two, three, we're just going to celebrate life and have a good time. And we need this championship, Keith. We need it.
Yeah.
And I usually don't get political, but 45 will be 47. And with that being said, I just want you to have a good night. I hope Stan is the MVP of this World Series because I don't ever, ever want to hear another complaint about Giancarlo Stan again from a Yankee fan after this postseason. Thank you.
You're right. Thanks for the call, Kevin. Batting leadoff. Let's go back. I mean, happy birthday coming up, and congrats to you working your job and being able to put in 2 decades plus, like, you know, putting in that time and commitment. I know it's not easy. Also, with the Yankees, yeah, man, I actually came to terms with some things today because there's a lot of conversation about, you know, this World Series gear. And shout out to the Yankees. The Yankees tweeted out about the team store being open, the bigger team store, not the Gate 6 team store by Hard Rock. I was in there Tuesday morning, and they just, everything is either sold out or it's not that. I was able to get a fitted with the World Series patch on the cap. But other than that, there was nothing else I wanted. They didn't have the pins. Now they have the pins, and they're opening up the bigger store. And I tweeted at them. I said, can you show us what you have, like MLB Team Store has been doing? And they replied with, like, if you look at my Twitter, I retweeted it, @Keith_McPherson. They replied and flexed all the World Series gear they have. It's nice. Like, player tees, hoodies, obviously hats, but like they've got all the stuff, jackets, anything you could want, in all sizes, right? They have a baby's, like, my first World Series shirt. I'm like, maybe I get that for my kid. But the conversations I've been having with people, there are some Yankee fans that are so jaded and so torn and so afraid of purchasing World Series gear because they fear that it'll be a World Series that we lose and they'll never want to look at it again and it'll be a waste of money. I don't feel that way. 888-808-1019. I don't feel that way. I feel like we've been waiting 15 years to even get World Series merch, and you get that merch, and like Kevin said, he's going to enjoy the next 2 weeks. I'm going to enjoy. I have not taken off that hat. I'm not wearing it tonight. I had to do my hair and whatnot. I didn't want to put my hat on after I, you know, got out of the shower, did my hair. But that hat had been on my head the last, I don't know how many hours, everywhere I went. And my delivery's not coming through. I checked today. They added a day. I'm not getting a delivery from Fanatics until November. So there should be some pride. Whatever happened to hashtag pinstripe pride, there should be some pride that the Yankees are back in the World Series. There should be some pride that people cannot hang it over your head that there's a 15-year drought. It's ended. I remember being on The Fan talking about, we're coming up on matching the longest drought in Yankees history. We can't hit 18 years. We cannot hit 20 years. We haven't. It's awesome to peacock around this city where there was another team in the city telling us, be careful what you wish for. You don't want to face us in the Fall Classic. And a lot of us were saying, we're not worried about that. We held up our end of the bargain. I like buying the World Series hat. I couldn't wait. I said, oh my, as soon as we won, I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to buy the fitted. I've been envious of the Phillies with the fitted. You know, I've been envious of the Astros with the fitted, with the World Series patch on it. We got one. I'm buying this stuff. I don't care because I'm not like that. They lose the World Series, so what? So what? They lose the World Series, they'll be hungry to dominate the American League and get back again. And who knows if the Dodgers will be back. Nobody knows. But I think they have a good shot to win this World Series, and I think that's the type of time they're on. That's the type of time you should be on. Positive energy, positive thoughts. We have time to worry. Like, the anxiety and worry and pressure that you're going to feel as a Yankees fan Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, that can wait. For now, enjoy it. We're a couple sleeps away from nail-biting time. I'm going to buy this World Series gear. I'm not going to think about, how I'm going to look at it after the World Series. They win the World Series, I'm buying every single thing with Yankees 2024 World Series champions on it. 888-808-1019. Call me up. We'll be right back. Right back at it on The Fan. I lost a couple of Giants callers. I'm going to get there. We're going to talk about John Mara. We're going to talk about the G-Men. Like, they have been historically bad over the last decade, 10, 12 years. He spoke on that. We're going to get there. So call back, 888-808-1019. What I want to do right now is bring in Davante Adams. Like, the Jets are a mess right now, bro. You guys don't see the forest through the trees. I know you do. J-E-T-S. Just end the season. Fool me, can't fool me again. Like, I was just telling Connor, I was like, I picked them to win against the Broncos. I even picked them to win against Russell Wilson in his first. I'm not picking them to win another game. Aaron Rodgers is a song that doesn't end.
As sanguine as possible.
As sanguine and as demur. Bro, get out of here.
Denouement.
De La Soul. Get out of here. Yo, there was a report that the Jets season ticket prices went up 6% for next season. On top of a 30% increase from last year, tickets have increased 52% over the last 4 years. Like, if I gave them my credit card, if I was a season ticket holder that had to drive out to MetLife and deal with this nonsense over the last couple years, 2 years ago when Aaron Rodgers comes in and he only plays 4 plays and you got to watch Zach Wilson, Tim Boyle who got in the game for the Dolphins and needed a couple yards through the ball down. Trevor Siemian, you know, and then you have this promise of, okay, Aaron Rodgers is going to be back this year. You know, they draft some players, they sign some players, and it's a mess again. And Connor and I were talking, we were like, why do you think Woody raised those prices? Because he had to get this Hassan Reddick contract done. Hassan Reddick wasted so much money doing nothing. And then the Jets post this video of him, he's like, yeah, it feels good to be back on the turf. He's looking a little chunky. And I said, there's no way he's in football shape. You can't get into football shape. Pulling up week 7, going into week 8. You can't get into football shape without playing football. It's too late. It's too late for the Jets. And here comes Johnny Come Lately, Davante Adams, speaking as a team leader. Like I said, respect to Davante and what he did in Green Bay. I got no respect for what he did with the Raiders. And just because you're spending the night at Aaron Rodgers' house doesn't mean that you get to walk into Florham Park and start acting like you run things, you're a big shot. Like, you got to earn that respect, homie. You got to earn that respect in the locker room. Let's hear what Davante Adams had to say after his first game where he didn't do anything either. Coming in.
It's not really my personality to see something that's not right and to just let it go on, regardless of whether it's from the coaches, players, you know, management, support staff, whoever. So obviously it was a lack of energy and urgency out there, and it was apparent, especially coming from, you know, I've played on teams that have that winning culture, and just basically I just took a moment to let them know, like, I had reservations about speaking up too early and being too vocal too early, but I felt like, you know, in my mind I said F that, because I need to, you know, we don't have time, and I got to do whatever I got to do to help this team move forward. And lacking energy, I mean, that's a prerequisite to be able to go out there and have a good year or have a good play or, you know, whatever it is. So in my mind, it was something that I wouldn't have been able to sleep if I didn't speak up on it. And, you know, I got a lot of good feedback, which it wasn't a big rah-rah thing. It was just more.
You wouldn't have been able to sleep in Aaron Rodgers' crib if you didn't say anything. Like, he's legit staying at Aaron Rodgers' house. If you watch Wide Receiver on Netflix, it opens with his nice place in Vegas. He's got a wife. He's got a couple kids. I don't know if they're all over here at Aaron Rodgers' house. I would assume they're out west. And he's talking about not being able to sleep in Aaron Rodgers' guest room. Oh, my. Only the Jets.
Denouement.
Only the Jets. Only the Penguin denouements, bro. Like, he's like, oh, I had some reservations about speaking too early. Yeah, because like Yogi Berra said, it's getting late early. You just lost 4 in a row. You're 2-5. And that brings me to my next point. And we'll get back to the calls at 888-808-1019 on the Yankees. If you look at tankathon.com, right now they have the Jets picking number 5, the Giants picking number 9. They're both 2-5, but there's so many scrub teams in the NFL this year. You have to tank correctly. You have to absolutely lose out. I don't think the Jets are going to try and lose out. They've got too much talent. They're going to try and rally, and they're going to string you along and come up percentage points short of ending the drought, and it's going to be another year with the longest playoff drought in professional sports. But the Giants, man, the Giants do not need to win another game, yo. That's it. Hang on, Giants fans. Hang on, because not only are you guaranteed Shane and Dable next year when they draft a young quarterback, so that's 4 years of these guys. It's going to go on to year 5, maybe even year 6 with these guys, because now when you get the young quarterback, you got to see it through. And I see people talking about getting Arch Manning. You're not getting Arch Manning this year. Somebody else is going to get Arch Manning. So, I don't know. You're getting Shador Sanders or I don't know who you're getting. But, like, this will continue. And I think Dable is a good coach. Don't get me wrong on him. I think he can coach. I think he can inspire guys. I think he can scheme. But Joe Shane, he built this team now. This isn't Gettleman's squad. He paid Gettleman's guys that he wanted to pay. It was a mistake paying Daniel Jones, honestly, because that money stopped you from paying Saquon Barkley. And part of the reason you're in disarray right now is because Saquon Barkley came back, easily ran all over you, and he called the dogs off himself. There's a viral video of Nick Sirianni asking him, you're X amount of yards away from your career high. You want to get your career high or you want to let the young guys eat? He said, let the young guys eat. He hit the mercy on you. He hit the mercy on the Giants. He said, I don't want to get my career high here against the Giants. I don't want to do it to them. 888-808-1019. When we come back, my Casamigos big shot of the night. I'll say good morning and we'll have 2 hours to speak on everything from the World Series, the Yankees versus the Dodgers, the New York Giants saying that they're staying the course with Shane and Dable, which guarantees you another 2.5 years at least with this GM and head coach, if you don't understand that. And then the Jets being a mess, and I think they're on a one-way course to blowing this whole thing up, and none of these moves that were made are going to make sense. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.